Bobby the Bubble Gazowski. Bobby the Bubble Gazowski. When I was a boy, I had a friend called Bobby Gazowski. He was really cool. We used to all call him Bobby the Bubble, because Bobby the Bubble, he could blow bubbles like nobody else. He was amazing. He had big cheeks, a bit like a chipmunk. And inside those cheeks were big, strong jaws. And between the jaws and the cheeks, well, he had all the ability for chewing lots of bubble gum and making the biggest bubbles. And that's just what he did. Sometimes he would have as many as 4 pieces in his mouth at once, making big, glorious bubbles. He always had a piece, or 2, or 3, or 4, or 5, in his top shirt pocket. And at class sometimes, he would take one out, or 2, and chew them, and make a bubble. And when Mrs. Hemingway was writing on the board, sometimes that bubble would pop. And Mrs. Hemingway would hear it, and she knew, and she would say, "Bobby Gazowski, you take that bubble gum and you bring it up here and you put it in the bin, please." Well, Bobby, because he was a good boy, he used to do exactly like Mrs. Hemingway said, and he would take it out and he would wrap that bubble gum in a piece of paper and he would take it up and put it in the bin. And then he would sit down. And sometimes he would take another piece of bubble gum out and put it in his mouth and keep on chewing. He was lots of fun, Bobby. Well, sometimes when his shirt was dirty, you know, like when it was wash time, he would forget that he had bubble gum in his shirt pocket, and he would throw that shirt into the wash basket at his mum's place, and it might have a piece of bubble gum still in the pocket. And when Mrs. Gazowski was doing the washing and she was washing that shirt, well, it might end up causing a bit of a problem. Because in those days, when I was a boy, which I must admit was a while ago, washing machines were a bit different. They weren't like they are today, all automatic and dryers and things like that. No, back in the old days, washing machines had a thing on top of them called the wringer. And you would take the wet washing out from the big drum that had been doing all the washing, and you would put it through the wringer. And the wringer was 2 horizontal bars. And there was sometimes a handle on the side, and when you turned the handle, it would draw that wet clothing through and wring all the water out. Sometimes you still see them at car washes. Over in the corner, there's a wringer with a big handle. And the car wash boys, they use it for wringing out the rags to make them easier to dry. Well, whenever one of Bobby's shirts went through that wringer and it had bubble gum in its pocket, that wringer would squash the bubble gum and it would make quite a big mess. It would squash all the bubble gum into the shirt. And Mrs. Gazowski, well, she'd have to go and get her special oil and get that bubble gum out. And she wasn't normally very happy about that. But then one day, something happened, which made her pretty pleased that Bobby used to keep his bubble gum in his shirt pocket. That's right. It was the weekend. It was a Saturday. And it was just before lunch. And Bobby was out wandering around the trails, out the back of their house, out in the desert where they lived. He was wandering along. It was a glorious day, and he was enjoying all the aspects of nature around him. He was looking up at the sky at this particular moment, and there was condors up there, and he was watching them soar on the updrafts. It was beautiful. And, well, because his eyes were cast skyward, he didn't see what was on the path in front of him. It was a rattler, a rattlesnake. And, well, Bobby put his foot right down without even knowing it, right on that rattler's tail. Well, poor old Mr. Rattler, he didn't have a chance to warn Bobby that he was there. He didn't have a chance to rattle his tail and send out that warning sound. And when Bobby stood on it, that rattlesnake just did instinctively what it does. And it rose up and it went to bite Bobby. Well, something was looking over Bobby. Something was protecting Bobby that day, because you know what happened? That rattlesnake, when it rose up and it went to bite Bobby, it bit into his shirt. And you know what was inside that shirt? In that pocket where that rattlesnake went to bite? That's right. A piece of bubble gum. That rattlesnake, it sunk its jaws into Bobby's bubble gum. Wow. How lucky was that? Because what happened then was, well, it started off by that rattlesnake, it was trying to get free. It couldn't get its jaws out of that bubble gum. It got them stuck. So here's Bobby, and he's got his foot still on the rattlesnake, and the rattlesnake's got its jaws stuck in its shirt, into his shirt and into the bubble gum, and it's trying to get free, and it's rolling and rocking and rolling and trying to get out. But it can't. And the more it tries, the more its jaws are getting stuck in that bubble gum. Because it's rolling its jaws around, and it's biting, and it's releasing, and it's biting, and it's actually loosing the bubble gum up. And the more it loosened up, and the more that rattlesnake was trying to get out, well, it started to form a bubble. A bubble started to form, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And Bobby's eyes got bigger and bigger and bigger. And when that bubble was just about up to his chin, suddenly Bobby heard this little voice inside him that said, "Pop that bubble." So without even thinking any more, Bobby brought his finger up and popped that bubble. In that moment, that rattlesnake, it shot backwards through the air. It went in the opposite direction to Bobby, who was flying back through the air too onto the ground, because it was a big bubble. And when it popped, it sent them both flying. The rattlesnake flew back, and it landed on the ground and had its head on a rock and knocked itself out. And Bobby was sitting on the ground, and he was looking forward at this rattlesnake lying there, all covered in pink bubble gum, its head. And it was amazing. Well, Bobby's mother came out looking for him because he hadn't come for lunch. And when she found him and she saw the rattlesnake covered in pink bubble gum, she wasn't sure what had happened. But she gave little Bobby a big old hug because she was so pleased to see that he was all right. And when she heard the story of what had happened and how that bubble gum in his pocket had, well, saved his life maybe, she was pretty happy. And from that moment on, she never complained when she found Bobby's bubble gum squashed into the shirt after it had been through the wringer. She was just pleased that she had a son called Bobby the Bubble.